listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from the book of Genesis and talk to you about the most important part of prayer. I'm going to read to you from Genesis chapter 32, verses 9 through 12. It's a bit longer, so hang on and listen carefully as I read Genesis chapter 32, starting at verse 9. Then Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac, the Lord who said to me, return to your country and to your family, and I will deal well with you. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which you have shown your servant. For I crossed over this Jordan with my staff, and now I have become two companies. Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he come and attack me and the mother with children. For you said, I will surely treat you well and make your descendants as the hand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. Someone once said that you can't go home again, but Jacob tried. He had left home some 20 years before what we read there in Genesis chapter 32. He left with his brother Esau's threats ringing in his ears. You see, Esau had vowed to kill him, so Jacob ran for his life. He could not stay away from the promised land forever, so now he came back to face his past. Jacob didn't respond well to the pressure of coming home. He reacted in fear and unbelief. Then he did something right. Jacob went to the Lord in prayer, and he prayed full of faith, full of thanksgiving, and full of God's word. First, notice that Jacob's prayer had God's word. He says this, The Lord who said to me, return to your country and to your kindred, and I will deal well with you. That's what God said to Jacob in Genesis chapter 31. And then he says, For you said, I will surely treat you well. That's what God said to Jacob in Genesis chapter 28. Many of our prayers fall short because God's word is not in them. And there is often none of God's word in our prayers because there's so little of God's word in us. Jacob remembered what the Lord had said to him. Second, Jacob's prayer had thanksgiving. He said, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies. Jacob understood that he was not worthy of what God had done or of what he was asking God to do, but he instead relied on what God promised. Finally, his prayer had God's word, his prayer had thanksgiving. Finally, Jacob's prayer had faith. He prayed, Deliver me, I pray. Jacob boldly asked God to do something based on God's own promises. Now, no matter how great Jacob's prayer seemed to be, the real measure would be taken after he prayed. Real prayer, great prayer, it changes us. We're able to leave our prayer and face our situation with a different mind. George Mueller was a great man of faith and prayer, and somebody once asked him, "What's the most important part of prayer?" George Mueller replied like this, The 15 minutes after I have said amen. So today, pray according to God's word, pray with thanksgiving, and pray with faith. Most of all, let the 15 minutes after you pray be the real measure of faith as you have prayed.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.